Chapter 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, with two he flew. One called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is Yahweh of armies. The whole earth is full of his glory." The foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. Then I said, "Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, Yahweh of armies." Then one of the seraphim flew by me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. He touched my mouth with it and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips, and your iniquity is taken away, and your sin forgiven." I heard the Lord's voice saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here I am, send me." God said, "Go and tell this people, 'You hear indeed, but don't understand. You see indeed, but don't perceive. Make the heart of this people fat. Make their ears heavy and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their heart, and turn again and be healed.'" Then I said, "Lord, how long?" He answered, "Until cities are waste without inhabitant, houses without man, the land becomes utterly waste. And Yahweh has removed men far away, and the forsaken places are many within the land. If there is a tenth left in it, that also will in turn be consumed. As a terebinth, as an oak whose stump remains when they are cut down, so the holy seed is its stump."